K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer back for another episode of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there. In your hand, kids, home of K-State University, here on this Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. This is going to come out first, right away, and I might as well just combine these two, because the Drake Relays, the 100th. In 15th edition of the Drake Relays began yesterday, but the activity don't start till today. So there's that. In K-State, your K-State men's and women's track and field team will be in in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. That's actually on my, well, not Des Moines, because I've been to Des Moines before for a half marathon, but Drake Relays, that's on the list, things, races that I want to do at some point. But right now, currently, right now, that's where K-State's at, trying to take care of some business in the Drake Relays after some pretty good performances. A lot of PRs coming off the Oregon Open last weekend in Portland, Oregon, which there are a lot of races going on. Speaking of which, obviously, yours truly will be in Olathe on... I'll be actually in Olathe on Friday afternoon. And, of course, you got the race Saturday. That's where EG3 trying to do some damage there as well. EG3 wasn't supposed to do a marathon this year. He was supposed to take time out from the marathon. After the last Walls performance there. But this feels different. I don't know. I just don't know. This feels a lot different than all the marathons I've done. So, I'm going to leave it there, right there. So, EG3 is going to be doing that. That's going to start before, just a tad before 7. I like that a lot there. He likes that a lot. And then, of course, you're going to have the Eugene Marathon going on. K-State just got back from there. Now they're in Des Moines, we just talked about there. So, you got the Eugene Marathon Saturday, Garmin-Olathe Marathon Saturday. Drake Relay is going to be going on Saturday as well. And I know I'm leaving something else out. I was going to mention something else. Now I forgot about it. But K-State, men's and women's track and field team, be doing work there. And yes, starting today, the meet will be streamed on Runner Space. But you got to have a subscription for that as well. I'm not going to mention that. So, but I will mention it is streamed. You're going to have to get a subscription on Runner Space, if you want to catch the K-State athletes in action there as well. So, Emil Olin will be in action, the senior, and he actually began activity yesterday. I don't have any of his stats right now, so I do want to mention that. But the Cats will be in action later on this afternoon at 4:30 Central Time with the distance races there. Let me see here. Yeah, so you have that. Let me see here. So we can, yeah, so, and it kind of to go back a little bit. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm checking real quick. So you're going to have that on Friday and Saturday. The rest of the team will participate in field events and sprints events on Friday and Saturday. So, yeah, the action on track begins 4:30. I don't have the times right now for Friday and Saturday, and I won't worry about them because I have other things to worry about right now. But kind of recap, I don't think I reposted part two. I'll post that around lunchtime today. That will go up around lunchtime. This will go up immediately. So you're going to have a track, Thursday track and field day on this particular podcast, and then later on should be part two of, or actually, hold on. One, two. Yeah, should be part two coming out of the foundation series that I've been recording throughout the week, but haven't been failing to post those. So there's that as well. And of course, you got the NFL draft that goes on tonight as well. Again, a reminder, we got three Cats in the draft zip code looking to hear their names called this weekend. That is DJ Giddens, running back, corner, Jigga Parrish, which I've been hearing his name on the Falcons podcast. And again, I'm not sure we're going to get it. It'll be nice. Be nice to get Jigga Parrish. We'll see what happens. I don't know, but hey, there's always a chance, right? And of course, Marcus Siegel. And if anybody else comes up, we'll let y'all know for sure, because obviously you're gonna have free agent signings after the fact as well. So keep that in mind. The NFL draft is recording this will begin tonight. So you got that going on. I will do my best. I will stay in tune with the Falcons pick, what they decide to do. And after that, I'm going to try to get in quotation marks to get some rest. Because, the rest part, I haven't been so good. Well, it was great over the weekend, so I'm clinging on to that. But hasn't been so good rest wise. But I'm gonna try to hammer that home. And obviously, this is the final work day. This is my Friday, even though it's Thursday. This is my Friday because, hey, after I get off that clock, it's weekend, baby. It's time for the weekend. It's already race week for yours truly. It's just a lot going on, and of course, we'll mention it on the weekend preview, which will come out tomorrow. So there's a lot of things going on across the board, whether that's personally, this podcast, or the other podcast for sure. But we just want to let you know, the K-State men's track and field team started action, with Emil Orlin yesterday after Drake relays the 115th edition of that. Oh, yes, it finally came back to my mind. Boston, the 129th edition of Boston Marathon, concluded on Monday. So it's been already a hectic, busy week already. It's going to get even crazier. Hopefully not crazier, but a little bit more busier as we look to accomplish some things this weekend. And K-State men's and women's track and field team look to make some noise during the Drake relays here beginning today as well. If we get any stats there, we'll see what happens there. And this almost left this out. This is the first time that a Kansas State track and field, men's and women's track and field program has ever competed in the Drake relays. You got to go back not too far. I thought they, 2021, 22. I thought they competed in relays before, in this event before. Yeah, so this is when they had a small group, apparently. But hey, Travis Gofert, again, putting his team to the best, going to the best meets. I like this. So you're already coming off of Eugene. Now you're tackling another iconic event in a Drake relay. So we'll see what happens, because obviously you're coming off of some big wins in last Saturday for the team as well. So you got a little bit of momentum building here for your squad going in there. So you're going to make some noise in Des Moines here for the next couple of days for Kansas State Mantleman's Track and Field Outdoor Squads Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State sports, you can get it where our podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We have a chance to record Kansas State content. It's your very first time listening to an episode of this Kansas State podcast. Yes, this other K-State podcast. Thank you for tuning into this episode. Make sure you go and hit that subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Yes, daily, including this weekend, even though Eddie's going to be running around being busy for probably the majority of the weekend, because you got a race Saturday, and then no matter how shape I am, I'm going to try to make my way the trolley run to be a spectator, unfortunately, because Eddie decided to hop in the marathon again. But either way, that's going to be fun to see the trolley run, or I guess the back end of it anyways, go down on Sunday. So a lot of going on there as well. But again, back to this podcast real quick. Subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time I post content daily. Y'all be first to know about it. See, blanking. Podbean app, fresh content up now with myself and Alex Aiden. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. Again, that is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast, G-R-I-E-R number 3, E-D-D-I-E apostrophe podcast. If you want more coverage of your K-State Wildcast, that's where you're going to find myself and Alex Aiden on that. And of course, tell one K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. That's going to wrap things on the track and field / running edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, Eddie Greer. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.